Muy buenas noches, en punto. Las autoridades de la Ciudad de México dicen que tienen plenamente identificados a quienes el viernes pasado atacaron con armas largas a un grupo de personas en la Plaza de Garibaldi.
It provoked headlines around the world due to the nature of the attack. It was around 2200 on a Friday night, peak time, when gunmen dressed as mariachi musicians arrived on motorbikes and opened fire on a business selling alcohol located in a renowned Mexico City square. When they had finished, several people had died and more were injured. The attack is thought to have been the result of a turf war between opposing cartels fighting for control of the drugs trade in the area. At first glance, it may seem like just another hail of bullets in a Latin American nation where these sorts of crimes have become commonplace. But its location is also an indicator of just how far insecurity has spread its tentacles inside the country. The significance won't be lost on Andrés Manuel López Obrador, better known as AMLO, the popular and populist president in waiting who will assume power on the 1st of December. He was elected on a ticket of ending the impunity, corruption and violence long associated with the past.
Vamos a aplicar los tres principios básicos: no mentir, no robar, no traicionar al pueblo.
The fact that the murder took place in Plaza Garibaldi, a busy square in the center of the capital, is alarming. For years, Chilangos, the residents of the capital, felt they were immune from the sort of drug-related and politically associated violence that was felt around the rest of the country, not only in states that bordered the US, such as Nuevo León and Chihuahua, but also the coastal states of Guerrero and Sinaloa, the latter the former home of El Chapo Guzman. Mexico City was deemed the most secure in the country, leading to an exodus from other hubs such as Monterrey. Tourists had felt they could head to the Garibaldi Square, like other central parts of the city, for music and tequila-fueled revelry without having to worry about security. That will now arguably be called into question. The turning point in Mexico City's recent history arguably came with the murder of photojournalist Ruben Espinosa, killed in the metropolis in July of 2015, along with four women. The execution-style killing of Espinosa, who worked for political magazine Proceso, among others, is yet to be fully clarified. What's certain is that Espinosa had left the state of Veracruz, where he had been working, claiming that he had received threats from the then governor Javier Duarte, who would later go on the run after being accused of corruption. He'd come to Mexico City because he incorrectly assumed that he'd be safe there. Mexico City's crime spike, which earlier this year recorded its worst four-month homicide period in 20 years, in many ways mirrors what has been happening around the country. 2017 proved the most violent year in Mexico since modern records began in the 1990s, and 2018 is on course to be even worse.
Llamo a todos los mexicanos a la reconciliación. Y a poner por encima de los intereses personales, por legítimos que sean, el interés superior, el interés general.
Incoming President López Obrador has talked of wanting to end the war on drugs that has contributed to so much of the violence, promoting the idea of national reconciliation and even floating the idea of low-level amnesty. For now, it's guesswork as to whether he'll be able to succeed in reining in the lack of security where so many previous presidents have failed. The mariachi murders are one emblematic example of what some commentators have dubbed a failed state. AMLO will need to act quickly and decisively if he wants to keep the gloss on his forthcoming presidency.
Hey!
For Monocle, I'm Ed Stocker.